This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj Subramanian.
A commentary on CNN's website examines the announcement by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, who said he is starting up Facebook News. He said it will curate high-quality news and information and will pay some publishers millions of dollars a year for access to their journalism. Those sources of journalism will include places such as NPR, CNN, BuzzFeed News, the Washington Post, and there are a number of others, too, including the far-right website Breitbart. And that might be a discussion for another day, whether that is actually what I would consider, any of us would consider to be high-quality news and information. Nonetheless, I want to get to this commentary. It was written by Heidi Legg. She's the director of special projects at the Harvard Kennedy School's Shorenstein Center. CNN said the opinions expressed in the commentary are her own, so just to be clear about that. What Legg has to say is that Zuckerberg's plan will likely obliterate local news. She said aggregation in the journalism industry largely boosts national and international brands, and she wrote that the digital transformation has slaughtered local journalism. What are your thoughts on her takes about Zuckerberg's announcement?
Well, this is interesting. I think this is just, again, opportunist.
You're talking about Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg, yes. Let's make that clear. An opportunist like Zuckerberg who's looking to make deeper headways with what his product is, which is reaching people and interconnecting people digitally. But this is another example, I think, of what we've seen in recent history of business ventures to where people really don't quite understand the responsibility of being a purveyor of journalism, right?
Just to add to what you mentioned, you should understand that Facebook or any other tech company, they are pretty much corporates where their main intention is to make money.
Right.
They don't care about the welfare of the public or what it means for the common man. All they want is money. And if you look back at, like, for the last 10 years, all the ad revenue that was meant to actually go to the newspapers were all going to all these companies like Facebook and Google, because pretty much all this money, ad money, online advertising were going to them. And now they've realized, oh, well, we have actually used all these newspaper companies and we have practically made money out of it. Maybe we can give some money to some news companies. But as you mentioned, that they are only trying to promote all the big wigs in the newspaper industry. And what about the local newsroom? Like, already we are looking at so many newspapers closing down. According to a recent statistic, more than 60% of the counties in the United States, they don't have a newspaper.
Right.
So these numbers, you might think like, oh, what's the big deal, man? Because just to clarify something, newsroom are a place for grooming young journalists. And if there are no local newsroom, where will these people go to start with?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good question. And I think Heidi Legg mentions that general concept about news deserts in her commentary.
Yes.
And to get back to your point, Raj, about Facebook just being in it to make money, that's very much like Gatehouse or Sinclair,
right,
or some of these other big corporations that have taken over newspapers and broadcast outlets and are interested in only benefiting the shareholders and not providing news and information of importance to the local communities.
And I'll add that to maybe some of these big corporations are even trying to influence people about ideas, and they're crossing a threshold that's very dangerous and not contrary to the tenets of what journalism, sound journalism, should be. They're finding profits in not only sharing information, whether they care that it's vetted and whether it's genuinely factual or not, but they just see, as you said, Raj, for your point, it's dollar signs. And I think that's what Facebook is. Facebook is trying to become this purveyor of information, but they're not really scrutinizing the information that they're sharing, and we should definitely be concerned about that.
Well, I think it's good if they want to share content, provide a wider audience, for example, to NPR and BuzzFeed News and the Washington Post, et cetera. There's nothing wrong with providing a wider audience for what I would consider to be legitimate news organizations.
Right.
But I think the problem, as we've talked about and as Legg mentions in her commentary, is that there's nothing in this to benefit local journalism. And there are a lot of small towns out there that need a source of local news and information. And what is going to be that source if we have news deserts, if we have no local radio or television stations or newspapers in a wide swath of the country? Mm-hmm. What is going to be the damage?
See, this is something that I think we all should kind of, you know, realize. For instance, you know, why the local newsroom is so important? Because imagine, you know, we don't know how the taxpayers' money are being spent. Who's getting the contract? Who's
right.
given, like, all the money is being spent? If there is no watchdog to yep. see what these local politicians are doing, and this is not a very good trend in the longer run.
Right.
And this is something that we really have to wake up and understand, that journalism is not, oh man, it's not just a livelihood for the reporters. It's also important, or the foundation for democracy.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's a very, very sorry trend. And of course, as you were pointing out, you know, of course, a lot of big names are being given some kind of platform. But actually, they're only throwing some breadcrumbs to all these agencies where
yeah.
these people are pretty much making money off all this newspaper we are talking
right.
about.
Right.
All, see, someone does all the hard work, and these people are just making money just by showcasing them.
Yeah.
And they're not paying the salaries or benefits no. of the journalists who are coming up with these stories.
And I think a point that you, besides the concern, again, the ongoing concern for local news coverage, which is shrinking and dwindling all the time. But I think you hit the nail on the head, Rich, when you talked about legitimate journalism, legitimate news coverage. This has no regard for this, I think, what Zuckerberg and Facebook are doing. And I think that's the most alarming thing, is the fact that we're going to pass this stuff along and we're going to make money off this. But we're going to advertise this, or we're going to label this all the same. And it's not all the same, because there's definitely problems with some of these news organizations that have bias, or they have their leanings, and they're not objective.
And also, one more point that I would like to kind of bring out is that even Google, I think last week, they actually spent about $39 million for something called Google News Initiative, because these guys are the real culprits in terms of bringing all the journalism down in the first place. Now they've realized that it is high time, at least they do something to yeah. counter whatever things they did in terms of spoiling the way the newsroom was operating in the last two decades. Another important point that we need to also understand, just to going back to what Rich was pointing out about having diversity in terms of news content, right? We're having like CNN, NPR, Washington Post, New York Times, and alt-right views. That's what Zuckerberg claims. He wants to bring diversity into this. Like, imagine you are supposed to give some extremist views and call the diversity. I think it's complete. I think,
right.
you know, it's complete nonsense, at least from my perspective.
I would absolutely agree with that. Breitbart is not a legitimate news source and should not be included with names such as NPR, CNN, The Times, or the Washington Post.
No, absolutely not. And people need to understand this. And I think this is the bigger fight that we have here, among all these other issues that we're dealing with in journalism and being purveyors of it, is the fact that we need to still separate and understand who's really a journalist and who's really serving the interests of the public. A lot of people don't understand that.
But serving the interest of the public rather than serving the interest of the shareholders,
exactly.
In the case of Facebook. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.